Hello again, folks. Sorry, I'm going to have to make a part two of this boo, but I promise it will be a lot more brief than the last one. Anyway, as I was saying, this vagrant downtown was repeatedly asking me for money, so a gentleman stepped in and rescued me, at least the first time, which is good, because I was feeling a little uncomfortable. Now, he said I'll leave that blind girl alone, and my blindness really had nothing to do with it, but at the same time, I was sort of grateful that someone came along at that precise moment. So then I had to wait another 10 minutes or so because my taxi hadn't shown up. So about 5 minutes later, the man turned up again. And he said again, "Oh, do you have a $10 bill? I really need some food, and I promise I will get something to eat." Now, I felt really badly lying to that fellow, because I did have a $10 bill, in fact. But as I said, it was the cash that I needed to use to get home. Now, I might have been able to use the debit machine in the cab, but a lot of the cabbies in this city do not speak English very well. And so they are either reluctant to or unable to read the prompts on the screen of the debit machine to me. So I've had difficult experiences in the past where I've actually had to stop at a bank machine that I could use because the cabbie either couldn't or wouldn't read the prompts of his debit machine. And that's why I always carry cash with me now whenever I need to take a taxi home. So it's a good thing that I had cash with me because, again, the gent that I had, although he was very kind, English was definitely not his first language. So I did say to this gentleman that was asking for money, "Well, I'm sorry, I really don't have anything else I can give you." And I had given him a dollar. I realized that wasn't very much. But I didn't have to give him anything at all. And honestly, I thought it was a bit ballsy of him to come back and ask me another time. A third time, actually. But anyway, at the same time, although the cynical part of me was thinking, well, he might just use my money and other contributions to get himself some booze or drugs, the part of me that likes to see the good in everything thought, well, you just never know what this man's life circumstances are. He really might be in dire straits, and although you couldn't give him much, perhaps it was enough to help get him a warm cup of coffee or something. So when I got home, I thought, well, even though I didn't do much, that was still the perfect way to witness the love of Christ by sharing something of myself with others. And I thought it was a good way to show my love for humanity by actually doing something for someone else. Anyway, I'm going to read you folks the devotional that I received this morning because it really is apt, incredibly so. If you're not interested, I would certainly not be offended if you decided to stop listening or if you didn't listen to either of these boos. I mean, heck, I wouldn't even know, but if I did know, I still wouldn't be offended. So here's this devotional. First of all, there's a brief scripture reading, which is from the book of Acts. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And now here's the main body of the devotional, which is by Arthur J. Schoenveld. I believe he's a Christian reform minister. Tertullian, a church leader in the second century, noted that non-believers would say, after observing the lives of Christians, "See how they love each other." As we read in the book of Acts, Christians in the early church expressed their love of Christ by making sure there were no needy persons among them. These believers witnessed through sharing. Their generosity and compassion toward the needy pointed to the generosity and compassion of their Lord, who, though he was rich, became poor for our sake, so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. They understood what the Apostle James wrote. Faith without deeds is useless. James chapter 2, verse 20. Some Christians are reluctant witnesses because they think they don't know what to say. Regardless of how we feel about witnessing, or whether we feel inadequate, all of us can witness through sharing and by showing Christ's love. My mother never had much opportunity to witness to non-believers, but she witnessed by sharing what little we had with a family that had even less. You and I, who serve the risen Savior, can feed the hungry and reach out to the needy. Ask yourself today, how can I share? How can I be a living witness to the grace of Christ? Actions speak louder than words. Then there's a prayer. Lord, give us the grace to follow your example. Help us to be your witnesses by sharing your love with others. Amen.